What's going on, everybody? We are back after a hiatus. The Wayback Machine was, you know, getting fixed, but we are back. Welcome to I Lived the 80s. As always, with me on board the Wayback Machine is the co-captain, Ed, and there is Google with him as well. What's up, guys?
What's up, dude? Joseph, we had a flat tire on the freaking Wayback Machine.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, and it took a long time to get it fixed.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs a vacation, right? So we took the Wayback Machine in. We got the gears, you know, some oil in the gears. They were squeaking a little bit. You know, Googly went on a wild, you know, sex spree. I got to have lots and lots of women. Google got, you know, he got a couple STDs.
Yep, there you go.
I had to put some cream in some areas that I really don't want to talk about. And, you know, here we are. We're back. And
we are back. And it's good to be back. And it's good to see some people are out there with us as well. And, always fun to be back with you guys, and we are glad that you're here. Of course, this episode is a little bit special in a couple of ways. First of all, because we're celebrating our 50th show. Our 50th show. It's only one show less than my age. So, there you go. 50 shows.
We tried to get some celebrities. Nobody got, you know, Elvira's publicist got back to me and said, F no. No. They said, you guys might be big in Australia, but you're not big around here. So I got an F no from Elvira's publicist. But thank you, Elvira. We love you. Hey, and you know what? If you ever want to come on our show, we'd still love to have you. Definitely.
We would. Maybe someday. You never know. Yeah. Hey, I mean, you know, it's good to get correspondence.
Well, she's like 95 and, you know, she's not doing anything.
You know, she's stuck in the house, can't go out anywhere. You know, she might give us a ring. She might give us a ring at some point.
I still do Elvira. Hey, speaking of 50, I had 50 bumps on my privates. God.
That sounds like it's painful and you may need a little more medication.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right, go away,
Google. Hello to some people. We've got Big Dance. I've missed you guys. The Mega Powers are back. Yes, the Mega Powers are back.
Big Ben. Gwynny. Hey, Gwynny. Gwynny's
Chris here. We've got Chris. What's going on, Chris? How are you? Gina says, cool music. I heard it and came running. Yes, we always have to thank our friend Elevate the Sky, Scott, for our theme music. And he will be back on shortly as well in August. I believe it's the second Wednesday in August. So he will be coming back on. His album is delayed a little bit into September. But he is going to join us for the MTV special that we're going to do. So that'll be cool because we'll get some insight from a musician as to what kind of inspired him when he was watching MTV back in the day. So that'll be fun. So
can't wait.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Gina says, missed all you guys. Yeah, we missed everybody too. Everybody needs a little time away. I heard her say, doing a little Peter Cetera. From each other. Yeah. Rock and Wrestling is here. What's going on? Chris as well. How are you? But yes, if you're a new or listening for the first time, make sure you go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That would be awesome. Also, throw a like up on the video, hit that little thumb button, and you know, give us a like, give us a thumbs up on the video as well. We'd really appreciate that. But anyway, tonight we're going to take about 25 minutes or so because we do have a special guest tonight. It is Nancy from the stream. We all had heard in the past some of her amazing stories that she got to meet people and stuff like that. So she's coming on probably around 9:30, so 9:30, and she's going to talk about all those awesome people she met and the exciting things that happened to her. But before that, we are going to just go over, just take a look back. And again, you guys do the same thing, and we'll read out some of yours in the chat as well. What are the things you look back the most on or with very fond memories of yourself. And again, we're all different age groups and stuff like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the 80s. If it is, awesome. But what are some of the things that you look back on fondly? And I had to kind of think about it a little bit, Ed, earlier today and kind of, I don't know. I started thinking to myself of like times in your life when you were a kid, when you just kind of felt like you were like on top of the world. So I was kind of thinking of some things like that. And if you don't mind, I'll start. I won't put you on the spot this time. That's cool.
Start away, dude. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
So one of mine, was when, and I think I told you guys this before, my best times in high school were 86, 87. So like 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
Great time of year. 86 and 87, awesome times.
Yeah, 87 was one of the best years ever. Music, everything else. But the one thing that, and this was probably, you know, you always have one of those moments in your life when you've got, you know, Andy Warhol talks about your 15 minutes of fame. Well, this was probably my first 15 minutes of fame that I ever had in my life. And it was just, yeah, it was just a silly little thing. It started in a class that we had in school. And there was a little show back in the 80s. You guys will remember if you are familiar with the 80s, and it was called Putting on the Hits. Putting on the Hits was a show about lip syncing songs. People would come on and they would,
I remember,
you know,
that.
It was like a lip sync contest, right? And they would, you know, they would do this. So our teacher in the class decided that for the school show that year, they were going to do a Putting on the Hits thing. So she got everybody in the class, and then, of course, they talked to people outside of the class as well. If anybody who wanted to come and do it can do it. So everybody was getting together ideas. So at this point in time, we all kind of had our little groups of friends. You had the popular kids, which were the cheerleaders and the jocks. They kind of got together with each other, and they did their little brainstorming thing. And that. So our group was, you know, we kind of had the, I don't know, I guess we were like the outcasts. We weren't either one of those groups, but we were just the – so we – we all got together and we're like, all right, what are we going to do? Now, of course, being that was such a part of my life all through the 80s, of course, we had to do. And right away, and this kind of leads into Nancy as well later, but there was a Friday the 13th movie out then called Jason Lives. It had an Alice Cooper song in it called Man Behind the Mask. Now, Alice Cooper had a video out for it. And so I thought, you know, watching the video and stuff like that, I got the idea from the video. And I said, all right. So this is what we're going to do. And I actually got my little sister involved. So my sister at that point in time was probably about 8 or 9. So I got her involved with this whole thing. So what we did was we almost set it up like it was actually the movie. One of our friends was going to be Alice Cooper. So he was going to be the one that's going to be out in front of everybody on the stage. And we're going to set up this kind of like a throne for him to sit in. And then, of course, I was Jason. And then my other two friends were going to be the two guys who come. If you've seen Jason Lives, comes in the beginning of the movie, they stab Jason with this stick and they get this lightning bolt to hit him. And that's how he comes back to life, like AKA Frankenstein. So they were going to play the two guys who come out at the very beginning of the thing. Well, we got really creative with this. We made an actual coffin out of cardboard, believe it or not, with a lid for me to like lay in at the start of the thing. So had all this stuff ready to go. You know, we went over what we're going to do and how we're going to act it out. And then this big finish was supposed to be where I kind of chase one of the guys backstage, and then you don't see him anymore. And then I come out and I'm holding his head. So I get this styrofoam head and it's going to kind of, you know, look like my one friend Brian. So I'm holding the head up and I was going to come out. And then at the end, you go walking behind the guy who's playing the Alice Cooper part and you go over. But instead of, I was going to kind of pull him out of the chair and drag him off. And that's kind of how the video went too. It was almost the same exact thing. So we get all this together. And of course, best laid plans. The Alice Cooper, the guy who played Alice was Tony. Our classmate's name was Tony. Tony had track that day.
Oh, boy.
Tony ended up, and we heard this like right before the show. Well, it was about maybe 25 minutes or so. We're like, where is he? He's not here. He's not here. And we heard that he got speared with a javelin. And I'm not lying. Speared through the leg with a javelin. right?
It wasn't like Lamar's and Revenge of the Nerds, right?
It's not. Like, I mean,
Lamar's limp-wristed throwing style, right?
Somebody chucked it from way far away, and he was where he wasn't supposed to be. It went right through his leg. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, we're screwed. We're going to cancel it. Well, Tony came to the show. He had his leg wrapped, of course, walking on crutches and stuff like that. And we're like, dude, you can't do this. And Tony's like, no, we're doing it. And I'm like, and he's like, we're just going to change the ending. So instead of you, he said, obviously I'm not going to move. He said, so I'm just going to sit in the throne and then you're just going to come around. And instead of grabbing me, he said, just kind of kneel next to me with the head and just kind of put your arm around the back of the chair as if you're putting your arm around me. And I'm like, all right, man, if you're going to stick this out, that's fine. You know, it's cool. So we did it. We had this guy doing sound effects for us and all that kind of stuff. We led in with an intro from Friday the 13th. So what my sister was doing was there was a sequence where I came out on the stage, supposed to be when I was in a camp, and she had a sleeping bag and she was in the middle of the stage laying in the sleeping bag. And then I pop out. And then, of course, she just sees me, gets up and screams and runs off. That was it was a cute factor because we had an 8-year-old doing that. So the whole thing goes, we end up doing it. It works out really well. Everything goes fantastic. We had no issues or anything like that. And honestly, when we were done, the crowd lost it. Everyone in that place, it was a gym loaded with parents, you know, other kids, other classes, stuff like that, lost it. Cheering, clapping, like it was absolutely crazy. It was probably the best feeling we ever had in high school. We were a bunch of guys who just were kind of nobodies. We weren't really, again, we weren't in the popular part of the class or anything like that. So and we went up against, of course, the jocks did. They dressed up as women and they did Stop in the Name of Love. They were also crossing guards for the school. So, of course, they had the little stop signs that you turn and they were using those. And we went up against them. So when they came out to count the points, they had teachers judging. So the teachers scored us. And when they came out to do third, second, first, they went third. And then they announced second, and we thought for sure we had it. And they announced us second. Well, the crowd went nuts, started booing and yelling and screaming and stuff like that because they didn't like the fact that we didn't win. And then they said, but it's really a tie. And it was the political crap where the jocks had to win. That one of the guys was the quarterback of the football team. His father was a teacher.
Did you give the speech about nerd persecution and did like Queen play like at the end of Revenge of Nerds like that or no?
I should have, but no. But I mean, the thing was we lost by a half point. There shouldn't be a half point anywhere. No. But but it was just cool because the whole crowd loved us. We knew that. We had this big celebration afterwards. We all went out to eat everywhere and everybody coming in, they were saying, oh, you guys should have won. You were awesome. You should have won and stuff like that. And it was one of my best moments when I was that age. And it was just an awesome moment. I was on top of the world for a night, silly little thing like that, but it was probably really the best moment I've had in high school. So was a really cool moment. Rock and Wrestling says favorite Cooper tune. Yeah, I love that song. I saw him do it in concert. It was amazing. He has a guy standing up on the stage dressed as Jason. So what about you, Ed? Anything like that that you could think of? Like, you know, and again, like I said, that because I know you're younger than me, you don't have to have 80s up there.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
You are. You really are.
Well, give a shout out to Brian Knorr. How are you, Brian?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Brian
should remember that. I don't know if Brian was in our class. Brian, I don't know if you remember that. Were you at the lip sync show that they had that they did? Let me know. I don't know if you remember that. It'd be one of the people who remembered it. But
Brian was too cool.
He was. Brian was cool.
Big Dan said he did a few of those shows like that. Gina says playing with the kids in the neighborhood in January felt alive. Yeah, that was a big thing, playing with the kids in the neighborhood, which a lot of kids don't do. I did that with my friends. We used to get the Rambo realistic sounding toy guns. And, you know, a whole group of us would get together and we would just, you know, play war around the neighborhood, run around and chase each other until it was dusk. You know, I shot you. No, I shot you. No, I shot you're dead. You're dead. Yep. Doing all that. You wouldn't do that nowadays. Some of my favorite things growing up. I mean, I really didn't have brothers or sisters my age growing up. So I always liked playing with my action figures and things. They were, you know, they took the place of that. So one of my cherished memories is my grandmother used to work downtown at an old store on Public Square called Kresge's. And it was next to Boscov's. And she would take the bus because she didn't drive as she got older. She drove when she, you know, was younger. And she would take the bus. The bus would drop her off at the end of our street every night. So where we lived, my mom would stand on the porch and she would, watch me and let me run down the street to meet her at the end of the end where the bus dropped her off. And every night I would run down. Now I must have been like maybe six. I would run down the street. They'd watch me and she would always have like an action figure or a little toy to give me every night. And like, I remember like, you know, one was like Boba Fett. You know, it was either like a Star Wars toy or like a little G.I. Joe or something. You know what I mean? It was just like a small little cherished memory like that. Just to remember little things like that. Or I remember like, you know, just sitting out in the backyard, digging in the dirt with G.I. Joes or little things like that. Those are small little memories that I'll hold on to. Little things like that. You know, like I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about, things of like just getting like one of the coolest things to me that I used to love was when you would open up the action figures and you would get that pamphlet. The booklet that would open up that had all the toys and you would just look at those and be like, oh my God, I want that. And I want that. And that was like the coolest thing when you would get that, you know, like I remember Sky Commanders and I remember like, what was I thinking about today? Sky Commanders, and there was something else that I was like, wow, you know, something else. But I was like, wow, this is so cool. You know, I couldn't remember that, you know. Brian says he does not remember that.
He didn't remember it. Oh, that's okay. Not everybody probably went. It's all good.
No.
I hear you. I mean, if I'm going back a little bit further, then absolutely. I mean, I had, I grew up with my cousins, my three cousins, the three brothers, Larry, who was the older one, Scott, and then Keith. So they would come up to my grandmother's house a lot. And, you know, I didn't have a tremendous amount of friends, you know, two or three really good friends that I grew up with. But if they weren't around and I went visiting, you know, my grandparents and stuff like that, my cousins and I kind of hung out, which was cool. You know, we went out, we played basketball, we from my grandmother's house. We would walk down to the local, it was like a little strip mall, which had a Gaylord's back in the day. There was an arcade there. So we would walk down. My grandmother would give us all rolls of quarters and stuff like that. We'd go down and you'd spend the whole entire day. You'd go in the arcade and, you know, you'd hang out there. We went to parks a lot again with them as well. So we kind of would go. The adults would stay, you know, and do what they were doing, picnic and whatever, play quakes, horseshoes, and drink beer. And the kids would go, you know, and we'd go. But, yeah, there were so many things. It was like you said. It's a shame because it obviously doesn't happen as much anymore. And, you know, you don't have a lot of these places and sometimes they're just not easy to get to and things like that. It's funny the little, because like you said, I was trying to think of some of the things that just spring to mind. And it's funny the little things you remember. And, you know, me and my friend Kim, you know, playing with the Star Wars figures on her front porch.
We would do, my friend Rachel and her brother Matt, we would do that. We would sit on her front porch and we would play like Masters of the Universe. And like she would have her She-Ra figures. And it would be funny because we would, you know, she'd have all the girls and then we'd fight over who would be Bo because that was the only boy figure. And then it would be like, you know, then we would all have our like, you know, He-Man figures. That was a big thing, you know, like, but that was like the great thing. And then who would be like, you know, King Hiss, we'd have the snake men. And like, yeah, again, like little small things you remembered. Or as I got older, like my buddy Dave staying over and then we'd walk up in the morning to like the comic book store. Yeah. And then looking at the comic books, and I was saying on another podcast, like cracking open the old comics and you smell them and it just takes you back to walking in the comic shop.
Yeah.
Like things like that, you know, like,
yeah, It's a lot of that stuff, you know. I mean, playing, you know, board games, playing, you know, even before the video games got going, before, you know, she had an Atari, I had an Intellivision and stuff like that, before that stuff even came out, you know, you just used your imagination a lot. Myself and my other cousin that lived right next door to us, we played, you know, they used to, I mean, it was like a version of tag, but we kind of use our imaginations and
Relivio.
Yeah, one person would be like a vampire, so we'd make it a little darker so there was a vampire that would run, and everybody would run and hide and stuff like that, and everything like that outside. You'd be all the way up the block, but there was a limit of places you could go because, you know, people aren't going to be looking for people like seven blocks down. But, you know, things like that were just – it was just so much fun. It really was.
Quinny says, I love my She-Ra figures. I saved them for when I had kids and I had two boys. So boys could play with them. No big deal. Yeah. Let's see. Gwenny said she liked going to fabric stores with her mama. The rows and rows of buttons, fastest. She like little things, you know. Too like bad that. It took me into my 30s to learn to sew. See, that like that's the thing. Like memories like that, you know. Big Dan said Joe, I can guess a couple of your favorite memories of 85-86 when Bird and the Celtics absolutely destroyed the NBA en route to the 16th title. In 88, when the Dodgers whipped the Oakland A's, four games to one behind the
Oral Hershiser.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Sports memories are great. A lot of people have those. They came a little when I was a little older. You know, I liked sports when I was younger, but I was always more, I got into them more as I got later in my teens.
Yeah.
So 16, 17, 18, you know, and beyond was when I got more into that. But yeah.
Say Chris He-Man was Chris says He-Man was that was me He-Man Masters of the Universe. Big Dan said, "Now I love the new Masters of the Universe on Netflix. I think it's awesome. I think
I
it's
haven't seen it yet. I have to watch.
I think it's outstanding. Tonight. Kevin Smith did a great job, and his company. I think it's great. They only released five, and then I guess they're going to release the other later, which is something for Netflix. They usually drop the whole thing in one shot." Think it's outstanding. Make sure you watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start watching it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, even things like camping, like we had like different parts of our family, like my mom's sister's side. So my aunt and my uncle, they were more outdoorsy. So they would take us up to we'd go up a camp. They had a tents and everything set up. We would go there, stay with them. My uncle would take us out on the boat. We'd go in the little rowboat. We'd fish for catfish and stuff like that. Stuff I just never got to do with my dad. I'd go with my dad fishing, but it was mostly just, you know, you're fishing for trout and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. It was just different. And we got to do a lot of that. And it was really fun. You know, we all grew up together. It's funny because my cousin, Adam, shout out to him. Shout out to Larry. He listens to this all the time.
Awesome. And
we were cracking up laughing. We were telling, you know, we were just talking about some of the stories that he listened to and stuff on here. And he's like, oh my God, like the memories it brings back. And it's just great. You know, like I said, it's something that I really, you know, with the phones and the technology, and I'm not saying it's a horrible thing. Listen, it's a necessary thing in today's world, mm-hmm. but I'm not so sure that they're going to have as much of that with the phones involved. When they get older to remember, because you're going to think, and you're going to always think of your face in that phone. And it's like, yeah, I don't know, man, you know, it's a little sad really, but yeah, you know, I loved it. And growing up a kid back then was completely, completely different than it is now. I mean, you guys brought up the little things too. My grandmother used to take me we used to go to this little place called the Hometown Auction, which back then had an actual auctioneer, but we'd walk around and it was just, you know, my grandparents would go buy vegetables and stuff like that and corn and everything. But then she would take me to this little coin stand. And she got me into collecting coins. So she'd buy me these pennies and stuff like that. We'd look for these pennies to put in books and all that kind of stuff. And
they'd sell a lot of that. They'd sell for comic books, coins?
Yeah, that later on. Not the 50-cent pieces. No, that's a whole nother story. Actually, I still have them. The penny books and stuff like that, they used to come in these little books and you pop them in the – those I actually still have. But yeah, it was just – it's a fond memory. Of her. I can remember the patience that they both had, because I'd want to play with color forms and do puzzles and light bright and all that kind of stuff. And they would just sit there and do all that stuff with me.
Joe,
Yes, Google A.
I have a wonderful memory.
What is your
Let name? Me tell you all about the first time I lost my virginity.
No. No, this is a family show. Sit down. Ah, sit down. No, he's not telling that story, Joe. We're not doing it.
We're
anyway.
Not going to know.
No, we're not telling that story. There's another good, I remember like my mom, her best friend, my Auntie Tara, like she would come and she'd pick my mom and I up and our, you know, her son. And we would like, you know, do little things. Like we would go over her house swimming for the day. Then like we'd go over like where he lived, his friends. And like, we had a big tree house and I mean, his tree house that he built, I mean, that thing was like outstanding. And like in the back, he had like a creek bed with quads. We'd ride quad, or they weren't quads; they were the dangerous trikes that would flip trikes, over. Yeah, we'd ride those, and like, you know what I mean, like the tree fort. Like, you know, we would do, which was you know, unheard of now. We'd put BB guns on one pump, and we would shoot each other with BBs and play BB gun tag. You know, God forbid kids did that nowadays. Oh, my lord. Yeah. You know, we would do things like that. That was a fun summer thing. And then as I got older, like, you know, one of my buddy Ryan, one of his funny traditions was he would stay up the night before the first day of school. And we would stay up literally the whole entire day. So that way, the night before school, you were like super tired and he slept because he was like, you were nervous the night before school. Cause you know, you wake up for school and you had the jitters. Yeah. So that was his tradition, is he would stay up the night before school. So like, we would like literally sit out on my front porch and like play cards all night. I remember one time we all got cigars and we like sat up smoking cigars and playing cards. I remember his dad's walking up the street and he's yelling at him, "Ryan, are you smoking cigar?" Like yelling at him. But like, those are like stupid little tradition, like dumb things that we did, you know, but they're like fun things in the summer, you know, like just dumb things.
Yeah. I mean, we had a playground right up the street from us. So we'd go to the playground, and that was when, you know, just swinging on swings was very boring and wasn't good enough. So my one friend, Matt, decides, all right, we're going to swing as far as we can go front to back. So that enough with that, it was pulling the whole thing out of the ground. And then when you launch, when you get up to the highest point, you jump. So that was the big thing. So we're going to swing, we're going to swing, we're going to swing, we're going to get all the way high as we can go, and then we're just going to jump off. There was sand on the playground, but still, I mean, if you move one wrong way, you break bones. Luckily, no one ever got really hurt. But yeah, things like that, you know, walking around to, there was a house next to the playground, which was kind of like, and we all have this, right? You all have that one house that you kind of thought was weird, haunted, maybe even. It was an old broken down house that, you know, they didn't live in that house anymore. It was a grandmother's house. The grandmother passed away. They kind of lived, you know, in back of it on the other side. And it was the house, like the Myers house in Halloween. The kids were always afraid to go there, you know, and you tempt each other. All right, yo, go up the steps. So I remember the one time I went up, I got the courage. I went up the stairs and you go over and there's a little peephole like in the door. And so I go up and I look in the peephole, and it scared the shit out of me because they must have known the kids were doing this, but they put a little mirror in there. So when you look, you see an eyeball.
Get out.
I was like, I flipped out. I looked in. I'm like, ah, there's an eyeball. It's something staring at me. And I flew down the stairs. But yeah, I mean, again.
And going doing all kinds of cool stuff like that. It was so fun, you know?
It was. It really was. It really was. We had great times.
Buckaby, no, I cannot. The last time you and I hung out in Paris at dead shows, I had to go into witness protection because of that, Buckaby. No, I cannot tell the story about you and me doing whippets in Paris. No.
No, Chris said about him and Google doing. I can't tell that story.
I plead the fifth.
You're getting nothing out of Google. Nothing.
If Google won't talk about it, there must have been some hijinks going on there.
Right.
No.
Transformers in 86, also the year I discovered the Three Stooges in sports. Plus, I got my first VCR in 1989, the summer of Batman. Yeah, I remember seeing that in the theater. That was
and the Wizard.
I think that was the first. movie I went that was a huge line where I had to stand in a huge line to go see, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Did you see I posted that thing that for 2 days they're going to re-release Transformers the movie in theaters?
I did see that.
I have to make a pilgrimage there.
Yeah, stuff like that is fun to go back to see because they remaster things and it looks like even more amazing than it did before.
Oh my God, yes.
Did you see the Ghostbusters trailer? The new Ghostbusters trailer came out with Paul Rudd.
I did not see that. When I saw the Karate Kid in the theaters, that was like my mecca. But yes. Transformers the movie in the theater is just going to be – I probably will cry when Prime dies because that is one of the few times I've actually wept like a baby. I will probably cry again when Prime dies. Like when my daughter was born, I had tears, and when Prime died.
Twice in life.
Yes. Yeah. When Prime died, I will cry.
I see you have an Arthur Treacher's fish and chips behind us there too. Great place to go to eat. They have the best chicken ever. Like the best, I mean, you can, if all this chicken wars, yeah, forget it. Arthur Treacher's hat, amazing chicken, amazing chicken. Gwynny says, I loved 89 Batman. Yeah, I still do. It's still my favorite. That was the first poster I ever put on my wall, the Keaton bats next to the Batmobile. Yeah, it was, I loved it. Like I said, it's still, I like the Nolan stuff, but I loved the original Batman. Mm. It's cool they're doing a comic book with it now. So they're actually coming. DC's doing an 89 Batman comic, and they're doing a 77 Superman comic, which is going to continue like after the movie's ended. So kind of cool. Yeah. Well, I think we might be at the point where we're bringing on our guest, Ed.
Oh, I see her. I've been watching her in the, in the wings there, and she's been fixing her hair, and she's been having a good time. So she's fixing it now. So let's introduce our good friend Nancy. We'll bring her in. Hey!
Hi!
Nancy's here.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Or Caleb's mom.
Yes, I'm in Caleb's room right now. He took over my room. So hello, everybody.
Hey, Nancy. We brought Nancy in because, again, we, a lot of times Nancy tells us about these amazing stories that she had from when she was younger. It fits right into the theme tonight, and talking about meeting like musicians and so on. So obviously we got to pick your brain here and we got to hear about some of these things. It would have been amazing. I really didn't get, that was one of the things when, I was younger, I didn't start really going to concerts until I was probably in my middle 20s and stuff like that. So I never got to anything when I was younger. My parents really didn't take me to anything. So, that must have been awesome. Who have you gotten to meet over the years that you went to all these things?
Well, it's interesting because I didn't really appreciate it until now. Do you know what right. I mean? My dad, he was like a roadie, he was in the union and he always, ran the spotlights and stuff. So like I would tag along sometimes and, it was just really cool. Actually, my first rock concert, I was so excited for. And I remember this as clear as day. It was 1986. I was 13 years old. Well, 12 going on to 13. And it was at the Kingston Armory. And my dad was running the lights for Alice Cooper. So I'm like, oh my God, I still have to go because it's, my first rock concert and I wanted to go. So he takes me and I remember this whole thing. I know what I was wearing. I was wearing a long sweater dress with like stirrup pants and high heels at an Alice Cooper concert. So I thought I looked cute. I looked like Debbie Gibson until I got there and people were wearing like Metallica t-shirts,
leather jackets, and spikes and all that.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, like I don't belong here like at all. So my dad took me backstage and just like left me. I'm like, my son is that age. Like I don't even like to leave him in like the grocery store alone for a couple minutes, Well, here I am like hanging out in a rock concert and my dad comes along and there was like a big like snake in one of the crates. Well, my dad's pretty loud. That's probably where I get it from. And he's like, hey, go touch the snake. And I'm like, Dad, like, you're embarrassing me. Like, I already look like Debbie Gibson, you know? So I'm like, oh my God.
Did you have the hat on?
No, but I had like one of those clips and that, whatever. Anyway, yes. And the pearls on too, like the ones that you would like pull down. Like, it was bad. But anyway, so my dad's getting louder and I'm like, just like, stop. I don't want to touch the snake. And he's like, hey, Alice, come on over here. My daughter's afraid to touch your snake. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, like, stop. So this really nice man comes over and he was like super sweet to me. He's like, oh, you know, hi, here, it, you know, it was a girl's name, the snake, and brought the snake out and like forced me to touch this snake. But the whole time my dad is in the background going, touch your snake. Hey, Alice, come on, get her to touch your snake. You know, like as an adult, like there's something very, very wrong with this whole entire scenario. So then, okay, touch the snake, fine. The concert starts, and then I was like really confused because I'm thinking, why is that man that I was holding his snake or touching his snake, why is he all dressed up? And I thought Alice was a girl. So that was my first rock concert with my dad.
That's amazing. That's yeah. Amazing. So
how did your dad get into that?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I do know. My uncle, he was like into the union stuff, and then he just did it as a kid. He actually just got like this all these awards in the Key to the City for doing it for 51 years. So that's a lot of people in and out of the shows, you know?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was cool growing up. And like, you know, I just always thought like it was exciting when I would try like meet people. Sometimes I could, sometimes I couldn't. It just depended on the security. But it was really neat.
Yeah, that must have been amazing. That was right around, I think that was right around the Constrictor tour. So that would make sense.
It was the Vinnie Vincent invasion. It was Vinnie Vincent.
Vinnie Vincent? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know who that was either.
Mark Slaughter was their lead singer, actually. And he went on to, he was the front man for Slaughter after he left that band. So yeah, that's awesome. Man, that's crazy. I wish I would have been able to see like stuff like that when I was younger. But again, my parents were like, there's no way. Like, there's no way either of them. My father was into, you know, Elvis and the Beatles. And my mother was into, like, the, you know, the yacht rock that we call it now with Peter
Frampton. That's how mine were the same way.
And stuff like that. So it's like, no, Joe's never going. The only concert they ever took me to, and I've told you guys before, was Sha Na Na at the Bloomsburg Fair. That's it. That's all I got to see.
Then he would do, wouldn't the guy do that?
Bowser. Yeah, Bowser. When he would go like this. Yep.
Oh my God. Funny. My dad, I have this other story. It's a real quick one. He told me this story literally like 5 years ago. And I was like, I could, as he's telling this story, I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah. And like, we're at a barbecue. It was like a nonchalant thing. It didn't happen in the 80s, but it happened in the 70s. He's like, yeah. Back in the day, there was this band just starting out, and they came up to King's College, and, you know, the lead singer was really scared to go on stage. So I went up to the little guy, and I was like, hey, Fred, it's okay. Just go do your best. And he goes, and then all of a sudden, the roadies took him in the back, and then he came out and did this great show, and, you know, I guess the roadies gave him some whatever to get him to have some courage.
Some of the devil's lettuce.
Yes. And then I'm like, oh my God, Dad. He goes, little did I know that was Freddie Mercury from Queen. And I joke all the time. Yes. I joke all the time. And I'm like, Dad, I feel like you kick-started his career. Why aren't you in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
That's amazing.
Can you imagine that?
God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's not that. Ed, do you remember your first concert? Like I said, other than that one, I think it was when I was older, and it had to be probably was even the 90s, because I think my first one was probably the Kiss concert I saw in Allentown. It was them, Slaughter, and Circus of Power, I think, was the other band that was there. But I think that was probably mine, and I was already in my 20s at that time. So do you remember the first one you went to see?
I think it might have been... I know I wanted to go see, oh my gosh, I think it might have been Ozzy and Life of Agony and Korn up in Binghamton.
Wow.
Okay. Up at the old hockey arena up there. I think it might have been that. I know I'm wanting to say it was No, because I think a bunch of us wanted to go see New Kids on the Block over at the Roller King when they were there, but I wasn't allowed because I was too young at the time. And then, you know, I didn't go see concerts. And I know we wanted to go see Vanilla Ice, but I wasn't allowed to see him either. I was never allowed to do anything because my mom was one of those, oh, Eddie, you're gonna die. Everything with my mom was you're going to die. Still is. Listen. You can't go here. You're going to die. Everything's going to kill you. Dude. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to choke to death and die. You're going to do this and die. Like, everything, you're going to die. Yeah. So, like, I couldn't do anything. So, like, you know what I mean? Finally, when I was, like, old enough, I was like, you know what? Tough shit. I'm going to go do it. And, you know, and I think that's what it was. It was Ozzy up in Binghamton. That's and awesome. Life Agony, which, you know, I like Life of Agony and Korn. Well, the whole reason I wanted to go see Korn, I was, like, a big Korn fan because it was, like, 94, 95. Yeah. And I loved Korn, and then Ozzy was there, and Ozzy was awesome. It was their Osmosis tour. That's when I saw them. So
that's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, my parents were the same way. My mom used to tell me we were gonna die if we sucked on those. Remember those sour balls that they used to have, the little sour balls candy? She's like, no, you can't eat those. You're gonna choke. You're gonna choke on the sour balls.
Well, it's the funniest thing because my mom called mozzarella sticks choking cheese. She'd say, oh, you can't you eat that choking cheese. So we went on vacation, and my daughter had mozzarella sticks for the first time. So I said, when we go home, tell grandma you had choking cheese. So she told my mom, she's like, grandma, I had choking cheese. And I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Just to get her going.
Oh, and my parents always said, did your parents always say that if you made like a funny face, your face would freeze that way and get stuck?
I got that, I think, when I was younger.
I didn't get that because they
didn't. I think I got that when I was younger. Yeah, yeah. Don't do that. Make it, yeah. But they were so, like, they were so, I don't know what it was. Like, very, very, very overprotective. I mean, my mom was, anyway. She was more the worrier. My dad was like, my dad didn't care. My dad was kind of a carefree dude. He really didn't care about much of anything. You know, it was like, yeah, just don't, you know. Even when we got a little bit older and he knew we were drinking or we were, you know, whatever it was, yeah, just don't drive. And I, you know, he didn't care. But, you know, mom, yes. Oh my gosh. Mom was a big time warrior. But, I mean, do you have any stories of when you were younger, Nancy, besides the ones you already told us were awesome, but anything that sticks out to you from your childhood? Cause that's kind of where, that's what we've been talking about before you came on. So anything that really sticks out for you that you really remember?
Well, first of all, I'm lucky I'm alive. Okay, because
that's a good way to start a story.
Like, yeah, like I was just thinking about this stuff. Like, oh my God, I would just go out my bike and like I was a kidnapper's dream back in the day. Like, I'd go down by the river and I'd be throwing. I was like, I would be throwing rocks into the Susquehanna by myself. You know, I'd be going down by the railroad tracks and the trestle by myself. You know, I wasn't afraid of like strangers. I was afraid of like the people supposedly in the white vans, like the devil worshippers. Like,
the devil worshippers. They were going to get you, right?
Yeah. But then I always thought I was safe because they always wanted, they always say like kids with like blonde hair, blue eyes. So I'm like, oh God, I have brown hair. Like, they're not going to get me. Like, it's so
sad. I was bald my whole life, so I was safe. No, I'm
just... Yeah.
They weren't really devil worshippers. They were the Third Reich. They were trying to start the next Nazi reign, all blonde hair and blue eyed kids.
Yeah. It's bizarre. But no, like, if I have to think, like, just back, I mean, it's just like you guys, you know, which is really carefree and fun. And all your neighbors knew who you were.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you could go in their yards and they'd be like, oh, hey, I'll give you cookies. Now there's pit bulls in the backyards of all the neighbors, and they didn't want anything to do with you, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, I grew up in, I was born in a small town, John Cougar. I grew up in a small town, and the thing was, you knew everyone. I see some people in the chat were talking about Halloween, and yeah, like even that, like you made out like a bandit on Halloween because we knew everyone, and you could literally go up and down the streets, knock at everyone's door. You didn't, you know.
Nancy, did you go to the bar? Did you ever go to the bar?
Hello, trick or treating?
I did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm lucky I'm alive. Like, I was a kidnapper's dream. Like, here I am with my plastic mask on, sweating my face off, looking for a dollar. And I thought I was super cool because the guys would be drunk, the old men in the bar, and they'd give you, like, dollars. And, you know, you thought you were rich.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the best scam ever. My father used to take me in the costume. And like I said, he called his was never the bar. It was the club. I'm going to the club.
Yeah.
And when we got in, you know, he'd take me down, and as you're going up and down, you get more money than, cause they didn't have anything to give you other than money. So they're throwing money in the thing. And it's like, man, you made out, you come home with a stash, not just the candy, but money and everything too. Oh man, yeah. It was great. It was really great. My mother didn't accept me having a drink in the house until I was 40, says Big Dan. 2013 was the equivalent. 2013 was the equivalent of my house in the late 80s. Soviet Union, when my mom would fully see me as an adult. So I feel you, Ed. Oh, my God.
It must
man.
Have been like a mother thing.
Yes. Garth Brooks was my first concert. Wow. Okay. Wow, that's pretty good first concert, though, in the 90s when I was in high school, says Gwynny.
Yeah, because Garth Brooks was like in his, like, you know, heyday with the
popular. Yeah, super popular. Gina said, if you went to the Vanilla Ice show, we would have met back then. Maybe. I was there. Yeah. There, see? There you go.
Hi, Gina.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it.
Yeah, ice, baby. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so much cool stuff. So are there any other, I mean, the two you mentioned, Nancy, anybody else you got to meet while you were hanging with your dad?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Bon Jovi. You know, Cinderella. I loved Cinderella. And especially Eric Brittingham. I was, like, in love. You know what I mean? So, you know, like Nelson. I met Nelson.
Oh, get Nelson out.
That would have been awesome.
Nelson, because they were, I mean, there was a ton, you know, and like I said, sometimes I could, sometimes I couldn't. But, you know, it just depended, you know. But
Ed,
Do they look like that? Yeah, but like one of them had bangs. Like, remember it was like Gunner and then.
Yeah,
Gunner and somebody else, but I knew one had bangs and then the other one didn't. So I was like, we were at the time I was able to tell them apart. I remember when they were here, they kept saying that you know, we're so happy to be in Wilkes Bar. And I remember I was like, man, like it's Wilkes-Barre, you know?
Right. That's great.
But Ed, I have to tell you, I've been all week long. I got like this package in the mail and it told me like not to open it until this podcast at this particular time. So okay. I'm going to open
Why?
It. I don't know. So I'm going to open it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Here you go.
What the hell is this?
What is this?
What is it?
Google.
What is that?
Google it. Come out and play it.
You! What the hell are you doing here?
To take over your show.
I haven't seen you in years, you no good son of a bitch.
That is because I stole your wife, Apollonia.
Hung, you no good rotten son of a bitch. The last time I seen you, you took my wife.
It is Mr. Hung to you.
Hung, every time I see you, you talk like a Japanese movie. Hung, I hate your guts.
I hate yours more. I'm going to take over your show and call it I Love the 90s.
No. No, we can't have that.
We will talk about ska music all the time. That's it.
No. Google, you better stop it.
Because of you. I have went down a path of horrorism. And doing whippets with Buckabee. I hate you, you son of a bitch.
I don't care. I sent you those whores and gave you those STDs.
You're the reason why I have STDs, you son of a bitch. I will kill you. I'm coming after you.
We are out of control. It's crazy.
This is the reason why the podcast is officially jumped the shark at 50 episodes. You know that, Joel. I think it is time for the podcast to
it's like Fonzie with the shark.
We've officially jumped the shark, Joe. I just wanted to know that. All right, Nancy, I think we've jumped the shark now.
Okay. Well, that was a very, very good surprise. There you go.
Yes, it was. Hung, I just want you to, I want you to know, Hung, you could have her. You know what? I had her. She was fun while she lasted. And I found many loose women who taught me many good things, like sticking their finger in my anus and lots of other awesome things, like whips and chains and good things. And you know what, Hung? If you want to have that vanilla sex with her, then you do that stuff. I will stick with milking my prostate and choking and all that other fun stuff. And that is it, Hung. So you know what? You would go, Hung. Go screw yourself. We are now officially R-rated. It is after 9:30. Go F yourself. And Google is out.
Bye. I'm going to play with my Chinese stars and bang your wife.
Oh.
All right. Well, Buckabee is the best wingman ever. So goodbye, Hung.
All right, Nance. I think we're done with this. I think we're done with this, Nance. Yeah.
We're done. Theater.
Yeah, we're done. I think we're officially jumped this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're done with this.
Quinny is laughing. Dan says this is like when Lily meets a new Bray Wyatt puppet. Yeah. Whippets with me and STDs with him, says Chris.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That was awesome. That was hilarious.
I'm very angry now.
Google's upset.
Yeah.
Get over it.
All right. So anyway.
Oh my gosh. That's great. Oh, that's great.
Jump the shark.
Shark. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have officially jumped the shark. Well, we had to do it. I mean, we are an 80s show. We eventually had to do it. So why not do it now?
Why not?
Oh my gosh. It was.
Yeah.
It was. Well, we are, what have we got? About 8 minutes to go. And then we'll, of course, I'll send a lyric out your way before we end the show tonight. I guess we'll go into just a quick wrap up of what we talked about. So, Nancy, I mean, other than the concerts and stuff like that, you know, a fond memory that that just kind of, if you had to think about it, you know, what was the fondest memory maybe you can remember you had when you were younger? What would you say yours was?
Well, we owned a pool. So just playing, like just swimming in the pool, being in our bathing suits all day long, eating Middlesworth barbecue potato chips, hanging out with my cousins, playing Atari, you know, like before all this craziness that goes on now. Like it was just such a fun, just exciting time, you know? Yeah. So I just miss those lazy days of the 80s.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. We had a pool, too. My dad got us one when I was in my early teens. I mean, even going out and taking care of it, vacuuming it out, putting the chlorine, checking the chlorine, that kind of stuff. Loved doing it. And, I was in that thing from lunchtime, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and I was in it until dark. Mm-hmm. And sometimes after. It was awesome until the adults would invade it after like 8-9 o'clock when we had to go back inside then it was adult time in the pool. So we got booted out of there. It was so much fun, having your own swimming pool. And, we had a neighbor up the street that had one too. Theirs had though, like a big, it was above ground as well, but it had one of those big wooden decks on the side of the pool. Yeah. Oh man, was amazing. And I can remember being in there myself, a couple of my friends, and of course the girl who owned the pool. Her father used to come home from work. Nicest guy ever, and we'd all knew when he was coming. He'd come outside. He'd have his bathing suit. You know, the guys would always wear those jeans, half cut jeans, as a bathing suit back in the day. So he'd come in, and he was a bigger guy, and he'd come in and walk up, and everybody knew what he was going to do, and he'd go flying off and do this big cannonball where half the water would go out over the sides of the pool, and we're all laughing and stuff like that. But oh yeah, great stuff. Yeah, it was absolutely so much fun. So much fun. Ed, go back to you and what was yours? If you had to pick one that just really, really stands out, and it could be something you already said, but if you can go and pick one as you console poor Google. Google's so upset.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it. He's just my shoulder's soaked from him crying right now. He's just upset.
If you could pick one that really,
damn
that,
hung.
That really stands out, what would it be for you?
You know, there was just so many. It's just like the little things, like all the little things just stick out. Like, you know, it's just I think of things like every day, like a little thing I'll think about, like whether it's like walking down to there's a little restaurant down to the street from us called the Spinning Wheel. I remember walking down there with my grandma, you know, when she would watch me, and going for like lunch. Like, you know, you really, they say like don't take the people for granted in your life, because, you know, one day they'll be gone. You know, but here I go back on an emotional tangent again. Yes. But like seriously, like they tell you that stuff, and it's so true. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's the truth, because, you know, you're not going to have them. And, you know, like from, you know, my grandma, my dad, like things like that, the people that are gone from your life, like you think of those memories that you had with them. And, you know, aunts, uncles, people that you no longer have. And I think of memories with those. Like, those are the things that you cherish the most. Not, like, stupid things like your Nintendo or your He-Man figures. But honestly, in life, it's, you know, all those memories that you have. Like, you know, spending time, like, going to my Aunt Leanie's house. You know, one of the, and it's the stupidest thing, but it's like a memory that I remember is one night we were all woken up in the middle of the night, a car down the street crashed into a building, and, you know, they evacuated the whole neighborhood. And the next street over, I went over to my aunt's house, and I used to, when I was small, love drinking tea, hot tea. And I remember I went over to her house and I was drinking hot tea at like 2 a.m. and I thought I was cool as shit. You know, and it's the dumbest, stupid thing, but it's a memory I'll remember. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Those are stupid things that I will always remember. Yeah. Dumb stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. And it is. It's, you know, when we doing this show every week, it's really a pleasure. And obviously, you guys out there that come and watch, you know, we can't thank you enough for coming out and watching us these last 50 shows and listening, obviously, before we were on YouTube. So thanks to all of you allowing us to share all this stuff. And I hope it brings back some great stuff, you know, great memories with you as well, because that's what it's all about, like Ed said. And it's not just remembering the things, but, you know, it's remembering the people. And you know, so hope that does that for you. And I hope you guys all get a chuckle and a smile and stuff like that out of it, and kind of go back to your own times. I tell my kids all the time, I feel sorry for them because they missed growing up in the 80s. It was really a great time to grow up. It really, really was. Yes, Quinny, I agree with you. All right. It is time for the lyric of the week. So play along in the chat, shout out. I think this one's kind of easy. If I were to score it from a 1 to 10, I'd say, like, on the easy meter, I'd say this is probably about a 7. I think you'll get this pretty easily, but here we go. Here is tonight's lyric. The endless beat, she's walking my way. Hear the music fade when she says, are we getting too close? Do we dare to get closer? The room is spinning as she whispers my name.
What is it, Nance?
There you go. She had it prepared. She had it prepared. One of these weeks, I'm going to do something from there. One of these weeks, I'm going to do something from there. Can you guess what it is, guys? Do you know it? I think it's a pretty easy one. If no one guesses it, I will let Ed and Nancy take a stab at it. If no one in the chat gets it, Dan's still talking about his my grandfather, my uncles Harold and Bob, Johnny Blanco, John Piggy Sherrock, Charlie Smith, Jim Wegman, my Uncle Dick, and my Uncle Tom. They don't make them like that anymore.
We'll give him a shout out. Oh, after this, we have to do a shout out to Nancy too, to her thing. So go ahead, do your thing.
Oh yeah, go ahead before everybody guesses the lyric. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I have an Instagram page if you want to follow me. It's my cat. There's a lot of cat people out there and pet people, and it's a whole big world. But if you guys do want to follow him, he's super cute, and it's just Sweet Boy Oreo. That's the hashtag. So hopefully, give me a couple likes here and there.
There you go. Follow Nancy's cat. So there you go.
Our friend, Mr. Chris Rock and Wrestling said broken wings.
It is not broken wings. Anybody else have a guess? And I'll let Nancy and Ed take a stab at it. I could read it one more time if you want.
Read it one more time.
Okay. The endless beat, she's walking my way. Hear the music fade when she says, are we getting too close? Do we dare to get closer? The room is spinning as she whispers.
The room is spinning every day. Oh, I know it. I know it.
Go ahead.
And we danced. And we danced.
It is the Hooters.
And we danced.
I never know what it is, ever. Every week when you say it, I never listen to what the clue is. I'm just like, the Whiz.
The local boys from our area of the country, the Hooters, yes, they big in the 80s. They played around here a few times that I remember. So, yeah, was an amazing album. Nervous Night, one of the best-selling albums during the 80s. So check it out if you never heard of them. A lot of excellent stuff on that record. So keeps me awake while I'm driving, says Brian Orr. Well, hey, good. We're glad we could keep you awake while you're driving. That's awesome.
Hey, Buckabee, I got a plane ticket. I'm coming out to you. And I'll have this stuff smuggled up my ass. And you and me, buddy, you're my wingman. We're going to get some whores. I need to get past tonight, brother. We're going to get messed up, and we're going to get wild, my friend. Okay, Buckabee.
All right.
There you go. Chris. You got a message.
Yep.
Well, there you go. That is another episode of I Live the 80s, our 50th. And again, like I said, thank you to all who come out with us on Wednesdays. All of you that listen on Anchor as well. We still get 40, 50 people or so a week that listen on Anchor. Our Australian friends, our friends in New Zealand, wherever, Auckland, wherever you may be. Thank you all. Obviously, if you do listen on Anchor, come over to our YouTube page and check it out live if you can. I know New Zealand time is all messed up compared to ours, so you'd be watching it probably the next day. But come over to our YouTube page.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Come over to our YouTube page and hit the subscribe button so we can get
They can't see it. I keep forgetting that they can't see it if they're listening to it. So I don't know why the hell I put the stupid thing up.
Our YouTube page is, just come and check us out. It's I Live the 80s. You can find us on YouTube. We're also on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We also have a Facebook group as well. So you can check us out on any of those social medias. And please do, especially if you are a fan of the 80s. So that is it for this week, guys. We will be back next Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And again, like I said, we have our friend Elevate the Sky. Scott will be back with us. And we will be celebrating MTV's anniversary very soon because that's coming up in August. So that will be one of the shows that we've got coming up. We'll talk all about MTV videos, favorite songs, the ridiculous videos that some of the bands did. We'll talk all about that. And, of course, Scott will talk about his influences that he got from MTV. So that's it from Nancy. And, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I'm so glad I finally got to get on here. Girl power. Woo-hoo.
There you go. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being with us. And, of course, from my co-host, Ed, Google, and the other puppets. What was the other puppet's name?
Hung.
Hong. Okay.
Ooh, get rid of him.
Well. Guys, we hope to see you next week. Take care. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.